Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So did you guys ever have a job where you worked somewhere and something needed to get done? And it had to go through this process, and then it would just sit on a desk, and it would just sit there. And you're like, well, let me do it. You know, I'm not going to delegate and make other people, you know, if you guys are all busy, I got this, let me do it. No, you can't. It has to sit on the desk, and you got to wait. And you're waiting, and you're waiting, and then it's Friday, and everybody goes home, and you're like, okay, you know, this stuff needs to get done. This is something that needs to get done. It's important, not only to me, but to our consumers, to our the people we're serving. Nah, it sits on the desk. Well, you know, I wasn't working for the government, but apparently that parallels the government. Because remember the Senate unanimously passed, and unanimous is not something you've been seeing on a regular basis with our Congress or with our legislators. Unanimous flippin'ly passed that daylight savings time, biannual changes, no more. It's going to stop. Fall of 2023 is when we're going to fall back, and it allows us that extra hour sleep so we don't have the excess, you know, the heart attacks and the stress that we get with the swing forward. But once we go through that fall back in fall, I think it's November 5th, 2023, we're done, according to the Senate. We're done. Well, it has to go through the House. And it has to be signed by President Biden. Well, if this all was done back in February, this should have been a done deal. Well, what's happening? Well, I went to check on it. I just kind of like, okay, you know, I know the House has been kind of busy. I know they had their summer recess. There's some midterms coming up. But look, you got a bipartisan, unanimous bill you could pass, lickety split. You're not doing it? No. Apparently, it was given to the House, it passed the Senate March 15th. A message on Senate action was sent to the House. The House received it at 10 o'clock in the morning, at 10:01, on March, is it 18th? Or March 16th. They received it, and then 2 minutes later, it says held at the desk. Whose desk? Pelosi? It's just sitting there? Somebody move your ass. It's just sitting there. What, I mean, can it fall off the desk? Did it get mixed up in other files? So some reporters have kind of been antsy because this is huge. We have been, right, probably since Benjamin Franklin times, trying to, you know, figure out how to do our calendar more consistently, where we don't have to switch our clocks twice a year, right? We're not trying to save coal. Lord knows we're not trying to save electricity now that we're going electric. So this is the perfect time to not be doing these biannual time changes. And as a doctor, there's so many risks that have been published, from heart to workplace injuries to suicide to blood pressure. This is stupid. Fertility even. Just stop the time change. Senate approved it. Now the House has to do something. Well, some reporters who have also been antsy asked, interviewed some of these representatives. Representative Frank Pallone Jr., Democrat from New Jersey, said, I can't say it's a priority. We have so many other priorities, but it doesn't mean that it's not a priority, that we're not trying to work on it. If we could accomplish anything, it wouldn't be until the fall. Now, I'm seeing it's on its docket. I just don't know if anybody's, like, walked over to the desk to actually pick it up. Nancy Pelosi appears that she was in support of it. So somebody tell her, can you, like, hurry up and get on this? There's other individuals like House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Democrat of Maryland, told The Hill that he was somewhat unimpressed by the effort. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said, I don't think it's a good bill. Okay, well, you guys have had plenty of time. You've had 6 months now, okay, or 7 months. Can you fix the bill? It's just my problem with this is they, you know, some of the things on their docket is marijuana, an expungement act, and mind you, legalizing marijuana is a big deal. There's, you know, there's a lot, we have a lot of things to do, but if it doesn't seem like we're doing, you know, a lot these days except arguing, what I don't understand is while you guys are debating all this other stuff, if there is something that is more popular, can't you at least, you know what? Okay, this is what we're going to do for our day. From 9 to 10 a.m., we're going to work on bipartisan things. From 10 to 5 p.m., or they probably go home early at 2, from 10 to 2, we'll work on the ones where we argue all the time. Just get something done. Now, I know some people are like, well, I don't want daylight savings time. I want daylight standard time. Trust me, I like daylight standard time, too. But all this bill does is allows the states to not have to do this, because all we have so many states that have passed legislation to only be on one done daylight saving time. Or a standard. California passed it, Nevada passed it, but we need the thumbs up from the government. And that's what the Sunshine Protection Act is supposed to do. Not to mention if everybody's all about green energy and solar energy and all that, you might want to, you know, rethink what we're doing when we're switching the clocks twice a year. So my recommendation to you all, if you don't mind, is there's a petition. Please sign the petition, share the petition. And tell your House representatives to get off their butts, walk over to that desk that it's sitting on, and at least read it and pass it. Or whatever needs to be fixed, fix. But I think the biannual time changes are ridiculous. It's in November 6th. We're supposed to change our clocks again. Every year we talk about this, twice a year. I'm sick of spring forward. I'm finished with fall back. And we just keep doing the same thing. So if you could reach out to your local rep to say, look, you know, love what you do. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Just can we stop the twice yearly time changes? It's archaic. It's stupid. It's not healthy. And, you know, you could get some cred when you're trying to get reelected. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so the drama just keeps continuing. And I've been kind of complaining to y'all. I complain a lot because I went back to the gas pump. Gas prices went up. It stunk. I got mad. I'd like to start saving some money. But when I freak out about the gas prices, I mean, I don't freak out, but when I start to complain and gripe, it isn't just about the gas. It's about everything. And it's about our attitudes towards it. And there's a almost a template or a, I forget what the word is for, when you're in science and you have a map of what you do. When one thing starts to go awry, then you'll go left or you'll go right. And as I'm seeing this, and I'm not an economist, I'm not a politician, I'm a doctor, I'm a business owner, I'm a mommy, I'm an American, and I have some common sense. So when you see gas prices go up, you know, well, if we have more gas, if we have more, you know, fuel sources, if we produce more, you want to talk about infrastructure, all right, let's, you know, work on our reserves and let's, you know, what we could do ourselves here without being dependent on others. We should probably do that. When you see that the world is unsettled and you have Putin and Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping and these leaders who feel like at any day they're going to want to escalate things, you're like, all right, let us maybe be less dependent on them. So here we are with our very confusing policy when it comes to oil, when it comes to how we're going to deal with our fuel crisis. And then we get a little bit of a nice surprise the last couple of days where OPEC is going to slash their output by 2 million barrels a day. And the U.S. Oil and Gas Association tweeted, life comes at you pretty fast. U.S. producers say the Biden administration has smothered domestic production, which is something that I think you and I were kind of scratching our heads on. Yeah, I know we want to protect the environment and all, but you're not going to protect the environment if you can't run, if you can't get people to the environment you're trying to save. You know, we need our vehicles. We need to function. And now the White House has two choices. One is to triple down on, well, everybody going electric. Well, that's not, one, it's unpopular. Two, it's too expensive. Three, there's just not enough electric vehicles. Four, there's not even enough electric chargers. Or to do what we originally said, boost our own domestic output. And what bothers me is here we are in 2022, and we were talking about this 2 years ago. This was something that, you know, we knew was going to happen. So, according to the U.S. Oil and Gas Association, they tweeted that the White House has one option left and is the one option they should have never turned away from in the first place, the U.S.-based oil and gas industry. He says, life comes at you pretty fast. The trade group added in a jibe, obviously, and this was following OPEC's announcement that it'll slash oil production by about 2 million barrels per day, constraining supply at a time when gas prices are already painfully high. U.S. oil producers who accused the Biden administration of smothering domestic production with overbearing regulations responded to the OPEC move by arguing that America must dramatically boost its own output. And again, this isn't just about gas. It's just not about fuel, which is why I thought it was very unintelligent for some of those representatives to say, you know what? I have my Tesla. I laugh when I drive by and see you guys at the pump. All right. How idiotic a comment is that? If gas prices go up, then medicine prices go up. Then your hamburger price goes up. Then the blouse you want to wear goes up. Where do you think you get your goods? They have to be shipped. If they have to be shipped, then that's going to require freight. If freight has to spend more money to get to you, it's going to cost more. If things are going to cost a company more to ship it, then they're going to up the prices. So high gas prices means to me inflation all around. Gas prices are about $3.83 nationwide, and my neck of the woods are about $5, $6. Nevada seems to have the second highest rate in the country. And I told you, you know, they base it on California's number one. They base it on, how far away you are from a refinery, how long it takes, you know, to travel to bring it, the type of fuel, and if it's enriched, and so there's a lot of things, and then on top of that, the taxes that the states have. So I, you know, 383 would be nice. I can't wait to see gas go down, but that's what the average is, because I'm at 580. I'm at like 589 for the cheaper one, and then for the upgraded, over 6. So President Biden, according to Dan Kish, Senior Vice President at the Pro Fossil Fuel Institute for Energy Research, said President Biden is in, and his administration has done everything within their power from day one to ultimately disarm American energy production. And he now wants to blame everyone else for his dangerous policies. His routine is well past getting old, and Americans are going to have to pay the price for his continuing assault on American energy. The administration's energy policies are nonsensical, making us more dependent on foreign sources. So you and I think we talked about this, that we have to be less dependent on these other countries. And I don't know what we're doing with China. I don't know what we're doing in terms of, you know, our medications. We have a lot of things made over there, including our medications. We could be really, really screwed when things, and not if, but when things go bad with China. And so what's happening now with OPEC, this is not good. But, it, you know, maybe if there's any silver lining, is it's going to wake up America. Maybe not wake up Joe Biden, but it's going to hopefully wake up America, wake up Congress, to be like, look, you know, if you don't want a crisis on your hands, if you don't want inflation, you know, when you're in power, when you don't, then you might want to work to fix this now. You can take all the credit while Biden's president and say, look at what we did. We started to, you know, revamp and make us more energy independent. The problem is they might not want to do that because if the Republicans say we told you so, now they don't get the credit. The big thing that these administrations do or politicians do is it's all about who could get the credit. President Trump lowered insulin levels to no more than $35 a month. Biden canceled that plan and then recently re-released a new plan that brought down insulin prices. Well, who cares who gets credit? Why did you have to stop it? Meanwhile, I mean, people who have diabetes have been struggling these past few years. Why wasn't it allowed to go through, you know, what stopped it after the election change? Let that continue. You know, and it's all about taking credit and I don't know. And I told you guys, you know, if I was a politician, you know, like with Dr. Oz or with a lot of these individuals, you know, I would stop the mudslinging. And I know that's what gets the headlines and that's what gets people pumped up. But I think sometimes you just need to go, look, all right, you know, the Republicans have great ideas. Democrats have great ideas. All right? It just I like this philosophy more. I think we need to, you know, be more independent from an oil standpoint. Produce more domestically. We need to secure our borders. We need to fix our healthcare system and bring down these insurance premiums that the ACA messed with. Keep the pre-existing condition clause because that was a good thing that was in the ACA. But you know, we have a lot of issues that we need to fix. Inflation's going to continue. The world is about to see a recession, and I want to stave that off and not be as bad as other countries. I want to control infectious disease. But it doesn't make sense to stop economies and shut them down when we have no science to prove that. I mean, there, you know, and these are things you could say. You don't necessarily have to sit there and say, well, you know, Biden did this or Trump did this. Just, you know, comment on what's good. We're going to take the ball. We're going to run with it. You elected me. Thank you for electing me. Not me, but, you know, the politician. Thank you for electing me. You elected me because you want me to take the ball and run with it. Well, this is where I want to run. This is the route. I might do a different route from the Democrats. You might do a different route from the Republicans. But this is the route I'm going to take. And I think it's going to, you know, get us to the end zone. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. Don't go away.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Department says 263,000 jobs were added in September. It's the lowest jobs number since April of last year. Analysts were looking for 275,000 jobs to be created. A major car manufacturer is announcing a hack of its customers' email addresses and phone numbers.
Toyota said about 300,000 pieces of customer information from its T-Connect service might have been leaked. Email addresses and customer numbers of those using T-Connect, a service that connects vehicles over the Internet since July of 2017, may be at risk.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. New York Mayor Eric Adams is declaring a state of emergency as Republican governors continue to send buses of illegal immigrants to his city. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so Dr. Fauci has a warning for us. This is what we do. Dr. Fauci is still in this role where he is White House Chief Medical Officer, advisor. So I do like to listen to what he has to say. Some of what he has to say is right. Okay? So I'm, but it doesn't seem like this is far off what we predicted. He is warning that another COVID variant could emerge this winter. And he said we shouldn't be surprised. He spoke at an event with the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism. Fauci said that while pandemic trends like hospitalizations were down nationwide, challenges still lie ahead. He says we should anticipate that we very well may get another variant that would emerge, that would elude the immune response that we've gotten from infection and or from vaccination. He says there's always a risk of uptick of respiratory diseases during the winter months. Now, the Omicron variant, that knocked us on our butts Christmas, New Year's time. Then it lasted for about a good month or two. And then its variants, the 2.122, 2.121, the BA4, BA5. So I think we're very well versed on Omicron. Omicron sucks. And most of us got it despite being vaccinated, despite having natural immunity, and it stinks. That's why I got the booster. I know a lot of you guys are like, why would you get the booster? Didn't you just have COVID? Having COVID is a natural booster. But the problem I have is I got COVID twice despite being vaccinated. I got COVID even though I got COVID months prior. I don't know what the hell is going to give me enough immunity. And I don't like getting COVID. I do like the fact that I don't have to go to the hospital when I get COVID for now. So I want to keep that. And I promise you all that I was going to get the booster that was updated, and then I could tell you how it went. Arm barely hurts anymore, so it's been 2 weeks. The arm is feeling better. Still have the swollen lymph gland, so I can't do my mammogram. Boobies still hurt, you know, but I just get that with these vaccines. I don't know why. I don't know why COVID thinks they need to protect the breasts. You know, what do they think my breasts do that puts them at such high risk of COVID? Well, apparently, when I get the vaccine, it just starts to feel bad there. So we'll see what happens. But Dr. Fauci continues. He has more to say, everybody. He says, remember, we were going in the right direction in the summer of 2021, and along came Delta. Then in the winter, November, December of 2021, along came Omicron. Then since then, we had multiple sublineages of Omicron. Now, we've had like 6 variants in a year. White House, and health officials are encouraging eligible Americans to get an updated Omicron-specific booster shot of the coronavirus vaccine. Fauci pointed out that the vaccine was directed at the major circulating variants. So the reason why I got the bivalent is because the original COVID vaccine was made off of the original COVID virus, the one that we found got leaked or whatever back in 2019. So we have been, you know, even though it helps us immensely, it doesn't necessarily fine tune. And it's not going to be like a vaccine like our polio vaccine or the MMR where you get it. You're pretty much not going to get polio or MMR. It'll be rare. This is, yeah, you'll get it, but it hopefully won't be that severe. So it's different from the other vaccines that we're all used to. Even flu. When I get the flu vaccine, I don't seem to get the flu that year. You know, I mean, these other vaccines seem to work really well. But so the bivalent is the wild type one plus mRNA that addresses the spike variants of BA4 and BA5 Omicron. That is as new and updated as it could be. Now, Europe has been using an updated vaccine, but it has the BA1. Well, the BA1 is what we dealt with 11, 12 months ago. So I prefer ours. I do. In terms of the side effects, they say the side effect profile should be similar to the original one. Now, the risks of the pain, fever, body aches, soreness at the arm. Moderna sometimes gets that rash. The Moderna arm, a big red mark. Risk of Guillain-Barré, ITP, other sorts of issues are low, but the CDC breaks them down. So with COVID, we've had 42,000 new cases, 542 new deaths. But remember, keep in mind, we will only get the more severe cases. The average person isn't going to get tested. Or the average person tests, they test negative. They're like, okay, who good? and then, you know, they do it too early in their symptoms or they don't do the test right. I told you, though, that we're seeing cases rise in Europe, and so we follow 6 weeks later. We're seeing a lot of cases in Asia. We're seeing hospitalizations rise up. So, yes, we are going to see COVID. Now, what I'm hoping for is if flu does come back, flu got stronger enough to displace COVID. I'd rather have the flu than COVID. And what's been happening this whole time is COVID has been out-competing the flu. Now that we have a flu season coming back, like we saw with Australia, that means a couple different things. It means, one, the flu got stronger. The flu watched us all in our masks, watched us all dinking around COVID, said, you know what, we're going to sit this season out. We've never sit now. We're going to sit this season out. We're going to come back next season, and we're going to come back strong. Full regalian. So the flu already now made its way, you know, the southern hemisphere, starting to come down, come towards us, and it looks like it's gaining some steam. So maybe flu got smarter. The other thing is flu didn't get smarter. They're like, oh, what's this? But COVID got weaker. And in order for us to get flu or COVID, a virus has to attack our cell. It has to get into the cell. The reason why we didn't have as many flu cases with COVID is because COVID learned to get to our cell fast. COVID has speed. It also had quantity. Now, the vaccine may slow down the COVID virus to getting into the cell. The vaccine may slow down the quantity, where only certain cells get it, not as many cells, so the viral load is shorter, smaller. If flu has a chance to get in there and get some play, it will then cause flu. That's why we are slowly starting to see cases of flu rona, COVID and flu. I know Israel said they had the first case. We had people who were positive for both a couple years ago. Wasn't anything new. So, one, we have to test for it. You know, two, we can't just rely on telemedicine, you know, reports of, oh, yeah, I got it. I know I got it because when I tested at home, I was negative for COVID. So whichever virus is smarter will get to us. And I told you, I'm no fan of flu because flu can kill if you get pneumonia or severely dehydrated or a heart attack, etc. But I would rather deal with flu that goes away in 5 to 7 days than COVID, even though COVID has milder symptoms because COVID symptoms lag on and they just go on. So, well, you know, is Fauci right? Yeah, he's saying what most of the doctors are saying. You know, COVID's not over. COVID's still out there. If it's circulating the other countries and it's circulating in other continents, we're going to follow a few weeks later. Usually with Europe, it's about 6 weeks later in terms of our peak. And then from there, hopefully it subsides. So if you were going to get your flu shot, if you were going to get your COVID shot, you would probably do it now. Now, there's a lot of hesitation. Less than half of U.S. adults are planning on getting the flu shot. Why? Because they're over it. They are so sick and tired of things being injected into them and mandates and all that. The only problem is, though, is, you know, I don't like the flu. I think if you do get sick with the flu and COVID, that could be bad. So that's why I got both shots. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health, as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Putin has been mouthing off about how he will use nuclear capability, And I've been finding that very intriguing because you know how in movies when somebody threatens somebody, let's say in the mob, and the mob goes, well, he's going to be a threat, so let's take him out. And I know that's in the movies, but there's not one country I know, even China, that would want Putin to, well, maybe Kim Jong-un in North Korea is like, yeah, do it. But I don't think China, I don't think a lot of countries want Putin to do this. And he is mouthing off that he is, you know, he has nuclear capability. And if he feels threatened, he will use it. Now, as Ukraine makes gains, well, you know, this is getting a little more real, especially for political leaders. It's so real that we're being told that the United States is trying to buy up medication to treat radiation sickness if, God forbid, we do have some sort of a nuclear emergency. Now, this medication is not the potassium iodide, although I'm sure they've already stocked up on that. Remember, the potassium iodide, what that does is as your thyroid picks up the element, it could pick up radioactive iodide. So we don't want that to happen. So we give potassium version, a salt of it, so that your thyroid is, okay, I'm full, I'm happy, and doesn't necessarily have to pick up the radiation. That only really protects against thyroid cancer, loss of thyroid function. What about the rest of you? And so if there was a nuclear disaster, you got exposed to radiation, radiation sickness could manifest in a variety of ways. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, body aches, fatigue, weakness, fever, dizziness, confusion. You could be bleeding internally, blood in your stool, blood in the vomit, rash, hair loss, mood disorder, dehydration. Well, rash, mood disorder, hair loss, dehydration, that's everybody in Vegas. So maybe we all have radiation, you know, poisoning. Convulsions, sadly, once it gets severe, coma. And then people can die. I really urge you guys to watch the Chernobyl show. That it was a miniseries, and it showed some of the stages of radiation sickness. And in fact, there's like a small time where while you're decomposing and you're deteriorating, you get a small period of time where you feel good. So you think you're fine. You think you're coming out of it. And then the poop hits the fan. So one of the reasons why the poop hits the fan is the radiation affects your bone marrow. And when the radiation affects your bone marrow, you can't necessarily make new blood. You became very anemic. You could lose your platelets, clotting factors, which is why you could bleed. So the medication they're talking about that's being reported by Daily Mail that the United States government is buying is Nplate, or the brand name is Romiplostim. Now, this is supposed to help treat chronic immunothrombocytopenia, where you lose your clotting factors by a outside agent. And it's necessary if we think you're not going to be able to be producing enough of the blood cells. It's expensive. But we're being told that America has been starting to buy it up. It's nothing that I could prescribe or I could purchase. This is something that has to be received pretty directly from the pharmaceutical company. And the U.S. Health and Human Services Agency said the drug order was, quote, part of ongoing work, but has not necessarily been accelerated by Putin's warning. So obviously we're thinking, okay, well, if the U.S. government is doing something to get ready, then maybe, you know, we need to know. And radiation sickness, that could occur, depending on how close you are to it, within seconds. Or it could affect you over a long period of time, as we saw what happened with Chernobyl and what we saw with the radiation going across Europe. So this, you know, I'm very, like I said, perplexed as to what's going on in the mind of Putin. If I had to diagnose, he's getting desperate. He's trying to escalate things to gain his power. I don't know if you guys have ever been involved in a verbal fight. So, you know, I'm pretty calm, you know, for the most part. I know you don't think I am. But if I'm arguing with my husband, I don't do the mom talking. I don't like that. Now, dear, I don't like that. I'm just like, look, you know, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying this and blah, blah, blah. Keep it down. Right? But I'm right. So sometimes he's still mad about something. So I'll start to raise his voice. I go, we don't have to yell about it. You know, it's just okay. You know, maybe I forgot this. Maybe you forgot that. What we probably need to do is just reorganize ourselves and, you know. And then if the fight wants to escalate, it gets louder. And sometimes he gets taller. And, you know, I'm like, look, I don't want to fight. And then finally, if he says something, right, take him mad, I'm like, ah! And then it's done. And it's done. We're done with our fight. We're over. But it's funny how sometimes you make these certain changes either in your volume or in the drama of what you're going to do to try to emphasize that, one, you're angry, and two, that you're going to bring the rain. And you don't have to do that if you're winning. If you're winning the argument and you're like, look, you know, calm it down. All right, let's compromise. Let's this. You got what you wanted. You don't have to. Putin acting this way means he's not winning. It means he's losing, and it means he feels threatened. Maybe not threatened by Ukrainians, but threatened that he's going to lose power. Threatened that he, if he doesn't show success, he's going to be in trouble. You know, it's interesting. Everybody thinks, well, it's good to be boss. Even bosses have a boss. They have to make people happy. Elon Musk, if he does take over Twitter, although it's back and forth now, he's got to make his shareholders happy. Everybody still has somebody that they have to make happy. You could be boss of a company, but if you don't have customers, if you don't have other, you know, companies that are partnering with you, you don't make headway. So you always need to make people. There's always that stress. So Putin, to me, sounds like he's either worried for his life personally or his political life. And so he needs to win. When you have somebody that does that, they are going to now start making less precise moves and more emotionally primed moves. That could be dangerous. And I told you guys this. This is probably one of the more, we are probably going into a more dangerous time, even though Ukraine, and we're happy for Ukraine, getting, you know, a lot of their villages back. But I don't think Putin's going to say, you want to know what? My bad. I lost this one. And this is why maybe day one we should have addressed this a lot differently and, you know, cut the head off the snake. Not literally, but figuratively. Because if the only way this is going to end is either Putin leaving or there being a big, you know, disaster cluster. And it doesn't seem like Russia is removing Putin yet. I mean, we hear, well, you know, people are mad about the, you know, being in the military and, you know, that I don't see any sign of him being overthrown. And from what I understand, you know, he lives sometimes in a bunker. And we're looking at World War II all over again, except in color. And you know, he probably has some paranoia and he doesn't know who to trust. So it isn't good to be king. It's not good at all. It's scary. So, you know, what should we be doing to prepare? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about next. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.